I guarantee he isn't. Hello and welcome to the city. This is episode 16 of Arcade City's podcast. I am your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by Robson Jerome, Warwick Hart.
Hello.
Paul Newton.
Hi.
And Warren Aykroyd.
Hello.
Who's Warren Aykroyd?
What becomes...
Warren?
You said Warren.
No, I didn't. I said Martin.
You said it so quickly.
You said Robson Jerome at some point.
What becomes of the broken hearted...
Just lost about 17 listeners.
We're down to 2 again.
Damn it, all the hard work I'm done.
Welcome to the podcast. What have you guys been up to? I know we've all been playing a certain game this week, haven't we?
Trying to. Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that in a bit. So just hold your horses, Matt. Hold your horses. Let's talk about some news. I've kind of scribbled these out, so. I think the main thing that's been announced in the past couple of weeks since we last met was Assassin's Creed Syndicate was announced, and there was a trailer. Did you watch the long gameplay trailer?
I watched some of it and thought, did you know what? I might as well just be playing Unity instead of watching this, because it looks exactly the same.
They just need a big change of direction. That's why Black Flag was good.
The change of direction. I like the London...
What? You like
well, that's not a change of direction, is it? It's the same game in a different setting.
Yeah, I know, but it was quite good.
To me, it looked exactly the same as Paris.
But
with
character.
Different landmarks.
It's another game I'd happily pick up for 15 quid and play.
I wouldn't even buy it in a
dry spell.
I really like Black
Flag. They always release them when there's not a dry spell.
Yeah, well, that's the
They always release them in November when that's anything but a dry spell.
Yeah, that's why you should pick them up in... May.
Yeah.
When it's 15 quid.
Did you not play Black Flag?
No, I played just the first one.
Assassin's Creed 1, the first one.
That's not a good
fucking
game.
Awful. Oh,
or did you like dreadful. The first one?
You're not one of these, are you?
Well,
no, get out!
You're not one of them.
I liked it. I liked it for the first kind of 50%, and then obviously then
you
start.
You do the exact same thing over and over.
And then I decided to go get all the flags, and then we killed it.
I've told people before, I think probably on this podcast, I had a bad experience with the first one, where it's like the third assassination mission. I was like in the rafters, and there was some doctor surgeon that I had to kill below me. And I just stand there thinking like, right, what am I going to do? Every time the game like glitched out, and they're just like, look in the rafters! Every time. And then about 16 guards would run in, and then they'd just all be there with their... I'd look down. You know, like sometimes in video games, you just... It's funny, like, you see, like, the enemy AI just doesn't know what to do because you're not within, like... You're not within stabbing distance.
They've got
they're
way
just
of
looking
actually
at you.
Getting to you.
And they're just looking at you like, hey, man. Just like, hi. They just stand there for, like, 10 minutes, like, you won't get away with this! Get him! Yeah, so we're not really fussed about Assassin's Creed Syndicate by the sounds of things.
No.
Someone will get it, and someone can review it.
Yeah. I might.
Hey, well done. Volunteers.
Like, I know, they're not that good games, but they're always, like, a reliable 6 out of 10.
Burry will buy it. Give it 10 out of 10.
Burry will buy it and give it 10 out of 10. So maybe we can just average my score and his.
To get the true score.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see the horse and cart thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just watching that. Do you know what I thought when I was watching that? I was like, I really want to play Red Dead Redemption now. Which was so
5
good.
Years ago.
Yeah, but it's so good.
See, I just want to pick up an Xbox 360 and get loads of these
just
games.
Just buy mine.
There'll
okay.
be a
buy it.
There'll be a re-release.
Buy it? How much?
200 quid.
Well, that's just not feasible, is it?
It's not feasible.
What, you just want it to play Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, why don't we just pick it up and we'll play it? Let's play Left 4 Dead. The four of us could
do
that.
Oh, I love Left 4 Dead.
No, that's actually not a bad idea.
Me and my mates were legends on that on hard mode.
Don't make these claims.
Don't, because me and Mark on Left 4 Dead.
We could run through any mission within an hour. Just like, because... I had the closed captions up,
challenge.
So I could see everything like, rah, 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 and then obviously we just ran to a corner and just melee. The
They took that out in the second one.
You could only do it for a little while. And then obviously you had the little pause. And then run. Because the first time we did the first level on hard, we got to the plane. And it got to the point, and it took us the first time, it took us a lot of goes. Mm. It was painful. And it got to the point where the plane landed, we had cleared them out. they had all died, and I was standing on the plane, and we've been doing this for about 2 hours, and we're like, do I get on the plane? Do I not get on the plane? Do I get on the plane? And we came to the decision, I got on the plane, to see if we all got the achievement, and I know I got the achievement.
I remember playing that game, and then sometimes you get to the point where you're like, go on without me!
It's a game about cooperation, but at the end of the day, it's fucking dog eat dog. And if you've got to shoot your teammates so they get caught first, you do that. You make that decision.
The amount of times I've done that as well, like, be running along, especially playing it online with, like, strangers, just have a shotgun.
Slowly the look shotgun out,
bang, in the back of the head, so they follow them, like, help me up! See you, mate! Oh, that's funny. I remember, like, playing some really funny games like that. It's all about versus.
Versus, so last much. But, again, even, like, the story, which is so good... Just what I used to do is just play the final mission of each one.
Yeah.
Because you know it was just going to be manic.
Oh, so good, isn't it? Sorry, we've just gone off on this tangent.
But it is one of the great games of the previous generation.
Oh, fucking Left 4 Dead. I want to play
it. They ruined it with Left 4 Dead 2. I hated Left 4 Dead 2.
What?
I hate it.
Boycott people that
were. No, they just. They put just too many special zombies in. This crazy witch.
Jockey is riding Rochelle.
This is stupid impossible now, because we like to play them hard. So it was just stupid impossible now. We just like, I can't bob anymore. Because you could melee it as well in the corner.
It was, the second one was harder. That when you.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Especially the end bits, because rather than like setting up and defending an area, you had to actually move, which makes it infinitely harder.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. Well, there we go. Assassin's Creed Syndicate. we're not Assassin's Creed fans. Next thing on the news agenda, Rainbow Six Siege has a release date announced. Did any of you guys play the beta?
Did you play it?
No, I didn't play it either. I'm pretty sure...
I think it was really good, though, but we didn't get to play it.
I think Chris Holder played it. He used to write some articles for us. I'm pretty sure he... had a go on it, and I think Chris Pleese has played it as well. Pretty sure he's had a go on it. It was quite interesting. You going to pick that up? I think you're not.
No. Are you sure?
I mean, it won't be actually released then.
No, it's a Ubisoft.
Yeah. So I mean,
we had to push it back because we are French and we have to do this.
We scheduled to push it back.
It would be out in 5 years.
When's the release date?
November. October
13th.
I remember Barry just saying I'm going to pre-order it.
Well, I'm sure
he said a date. Yeah, I think I'll get it as well. I reckon
I'll get it.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I'll get it in 2016 when it actually does come out.
Why would you get it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
The servers are up and running properly. Yeah.
Which brings me on to another bit of news which I didn't write down here, but I know. Tom Clancy's
The Division.
Division has been pushed back to 2016.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, yeah, I wasn't.
I'm surprised that it wasn't 2017.
Really? I thought we're definitely not going to see it 2015.
I think that's one of those games that never comes out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Ubisoft do though. Let's talk about their games really early. We have Tom Clancy's Division coming out soon. 5 years later. It will be coming out soon.
And don't forget to climb up that tower and scan the map in the area and unlock more places you can visit.
They'll fit that into Rainbow Six somewhere. Will,
yeah. Of course, we want to make it so realistic, like real life. So, of course, you have to go up the towers, and that is what you do.
Just so our listeners know, Rainbow Six Siege, 13th of October.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure I said that.
Whoa, is that a Friday? Check your calendar.
Wow.
Oof, that's a Friday.
It's definitely getting pushed back then, isn't it?
War games are coming out on Tuesdays now, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which is good because it means we get them on the Saturday sometimes, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, don't tell them that.
I suppose...
What are you thinking? What is it?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday!
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, hey. The bed.
Good, cool. Star Wars Battlefront gameplay will be showing at E3. Well, it's just a little thing that they were talking about.
Yeah, they apparently got loads of questions, didn't they, from the people watching it, the fans.
Yep.
Like, will there be dogfighting in space?
Oh,
no.
God,
no.
There won't be.
No.
I don't know why people buy that as a space game and upset about that.
Yeah, the first two didn't have.
You think about Battlefield, though, like Battlefield 1942, that had dogfighting in it. think this day and age that they'd be able to make a Star Wars game with okay. dogfighting.
Okay, okay, they could probably do something like that, but no outer space fighting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Battlefield.
You talk about like dogfight. Oh, you're talking about like when it's like planes vs planes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like with just, you know, one side's got a plane, one the other side's got a plane.
Is anyone still playing Battlefield Hardline? That kind of just came and went, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I bought I bought the Ultimate Edition as well.
Are you still playing it?
Yeah.
Are you playing it?
Not
still?
Really.
I sold my copy.
Really?
Yeah. I think I played it for about an hour.
I think it's one of those games that just has a very small but dedicated following.
Yeah,
like some casual people will get it and then sell it, but then there's a lot of people who just will play that game religiously.
It just wasn't a real Battlefield game. It just wasn't at all. I loved it obviously because I was all up for Cops and Robbers for a long time, and then I got it and I was like, it's just Call of Duty.
Mm.
It was just a shit version of Call of Duty.
Mm.
Cars to get to your
shit
point,
version of a shit
and then on
game.
Foot. You know, it was, you know, there was not double much like helicopters or anything like that. It was just like, it was just mostly foot. No, you know, one crappy vehicle with a gun on it. There was no like tanks.
Hotwire
like
was quite good fun.
No, I didn't bother playing that.
Hotwire,
just get your car and drive around.
Is that one of the things you can do on it?
Yeah, yeah. You drive around in cars and stuff.
I thought, oh, I think I'm going to get this because I'm a big Battlefield fan. Battlefield 4. Sunk many hours into, but I had the beta. I played it for about 10 minutes. I just couldn't get into it.
Mm.
I was like, no, I'm not really enjoying that. Did you guys see the Doom teaser?
It was a teaser, wasn't it? Like 6 seconds of gameplay.
It was just a shotgun. And then,
so I missed a lot then.
I feel very teased.
It was just a shotgun.
To be honest,
and then something going.
To be honest, it looked like Doom 3.
Yeah,
it looked exactly like Doom 3. I didn't even think from what was shown that it looked that different graphically.
If they can just update Doom 1.
Do you know what? And I'm not even joking. That is the key to making it brilliant.
Yeah.
Keeping it the same,
simple.
Exactly the same thing. Not all this like, oh, different textures and things. Yeah, it should be stupidly big ass guns. When you shoot the monsters, parts of them just blowing off and shit. Walking, running around that Mars base, keep it so simple like that.
Done,
you'd sell shitloads of those.
Serious Sam.
Well, I really like Serious Sam.
I did too, but it's already. I think it needs to have an atmosphere. I think Doom 3 got the atmosphere perfect. It was just a bit too simple and you were too confined in the corridors. If it can have like the level design from the first one where each level is like a puzzle to find the end.
Yeah.
But. Put some atmosphere into it as well. I think it's on. They're on tour.
Because that's been my favourite bit of.
I'm not a fan of the id Tech engine though. I'm not a fan of id Tech 5 at all.
No, I must admit on.
Because I've been playing Wolverine and like the graphics are quite nice.
Wolverine.
Wolverine Wolfenstein. Fucking hell.
Playing Wolverine bub.
Wolfenstein. And the levels just feel so barren and empty. Like there's no life to it at all.
Really.
I mean it's. It's polished and it runs smooth and everything. And the textures are fine, but it just seems so empty.
So I've heard good things about that game. Then, did you play the
Wolfenstein?
Yeah, have you played the?
I'm playing at the moment, or was playing.
Have you played the revamped version of the old one?
New,
if that
new
makes
order.
Sense.
Yeah.
Is that what I mean? Is that what I mean?
You
know
new
what
order.
I mean? You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, it's worth picking up.
And the last thing I really wanted to talk about was the Batman Arkham Knight trailer that came out today. It was the.
Live action
one. Mark, you love live action trailers, don't you?
I thought Mark's gonna love this.
Did nothing for me.
I thought it was awesome.
It's a fucking game. Why are real people doing this fucking? Like, I'm not gonna get into it. I've made my statement on this.
I agree with Mark.
A game trailer. I mean, if someone was to say what their ideal game trailer would be, I imagine it would just be a lot of fucking gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Then they've gone the complete opposite spectrum and said, I know we're releasing a game, but I'm sure you'd like to see a load of real humans pretend to do shit.
Yeah, but I could be one of those humans.
Or a fucking fireman for a Batman game. fair enough, they do an outstanding job, but fucking hell.
That's the news. We've smashed through that quickly.
Big news.
Oh, can we just talk about the Mad Max? Did you guys watch the Mad Max... 4-minute gameplay thing that came out a few weeks ago. We didn't cover it in the news because I don't think our podcast fell on the week that it came out.
No.
It's like a 5-minute gameplay trailer.
Good.
Fucking awesome.
Really?
It looks incredible.
I haven't seen that.
We'll watch it after the podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
Nice and polished.
Yeah, it looks better than Just Cause 3 because it's Avalanche Studios who are working on this as well.
Is it any tie into the new film?
No. It's a separate storyline.
That's a good thing, I think.
It's a separate story. That's the thing about the Mad Max universe. None of it really, apart from him, none of it really ties together. Because the Road Warrior doesn't really tie into the first film.
Never really got into Mad Max. I watched the first film, thought it was a pile of wank. Sorry. I'm sorry, cult followers of the... I thought it was so shit. But there you go.
It probably wasn't what you expected, was it?
That's probably it, I think. Yeah, that's probably it. I didn't...
People, when they talk about Mad Max, usually refer to the second one, which is like regarded as the best one.
Or the Thunderdome.
That's terrible.
We don't need another hero.
Alright, Tina.
We don't need to
But yeah, we have to watch that. It looks very, very cool.
Yeah.
Basically, the storyline is they've nicked your car, and you have to go and create a new one, and you basically just go around the world finding parts, upgrading your car, kicking the shit out of people. It looks a little bit like Shadow of Mordor, like the combat system looks very similar to that.
That does sound fucking awesome. You played Shadow of Mordor?
I did play Shadow of Mordor.
What did you think of it?
I liked the combat system.
The Shadow of Arkham Creed?
Shadow of
Arkham Creed.
It was like that, but I really like the combat in that.
Lord of the Assassins.
I thought it was, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, anyway.
Cool. Upcoming releases. We've got Ultra Street Fighter 4 is coming out on Tuesday. Glenn will be getting that, and I'm sure Tim will as well. And Splatoon is out on May the 29th. Hearing some good things about it, actually.
That's nice. I don't even know my Wii is.
Do you not?
I'm sure it's under your television. Your Wii U.
Yeah.
So you did it.
It is under my television, but I don't know where the cables are.
They're gone.
I don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. It looks pretty interesting. People who have played it are saying really positive things about it, so I think I'm going to wait and see what the reviews look like before making a purchase.
I forget that you own a Wii U.
Many people forget. I forget that I own a Wii U as well. Yeah. I haven't played it in...
It's a console that just every quarter, and that's probably being generous, something comes out and you play it for...
Although, I might try and get my dad to play Mario Kart. Imagine Phil playing Mario Kart.
That'd be interesting.
He'd be like, what do I do? You have to turn the pad, Dad.
I'm going to go make it. So is Splatoon? Splatoon just a giant paintball fight?
Pretty much. Yeah.
You must know, well, you've obviously heard of it, haven't you?
Like, yeah, I've heard of it like, before.
It's like a multiplayer.
I've talked about it at Christmas.
Imagine it like a mixture between, you're like this, Counter-Strike, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, and Team Fortress 2.
How is it like a combination of...
I don't know.
Okay, we'll take that then.
They're the only first-person games that came to my head.
Matt's going to block that out of the...
I'm going to black that out. I don't
Which
do
one of those had a giant paintball gun?
Just bring it all in. Splatoon, I think I will pick up. Although, the annoying thing about it, and obviously because it's Nintendo, is apparently a lot of people have complained that there's not going to be any voice chat in it.
No,
it's a multiplayer player game, and you can't communicate
with
with
the fucking times, Nintendo.
Can you do party chat?
No.
You
can't do party chat. There's no party chat on it.
Get with the fucking times, for God's sake. It's pissing me off now.
They just don't. They're so stuck
it's
in
like
their ways, aren't
I had Monster Hunter on the 3DS, and a colleague at work was like, we play Monster Hunter together. It's like, okay, cool. Can't communicate, though.
What's the point?
Play with someone else.
It's fun talking.
I could just play with some random person.
Left for Dead, half of that, the fun of that is just chatting, isn't it? Yeah. There's a zombie behind you. Watch out behind you. Watch out behind you. There's a tank coming. Where?
I've kind of lost interest in anything Nintendo recently. I think they've really lost their way.
Well, I might get this, depending on...
Has it got a campaign? Is it literally just online?
I don't know.
It probably has a really crappy campaign. Like, I say campaign. One of those ones like, which it's just skirmish.
Yeah.
Probably again and again and again and again.
We don't need another hero.
Or Splatoon.
Splatoon. We don't need another Nintendo. No, we don't.
What are we playing at the moment? Should we get our Witcher 3 talk?
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be the bulk of our conversation. Right, we've all got the Witcher 3. Paul, you've probably played it the most out of everyone.
So many hours have you
played?
I'm not
convinced.
Yeah,
I
but
have.
He paused.
Sorry,
it.
I paused it like for 2 days straight, and it doesn't stop the clock. So my game like length's about 46 hours.
When I press, do you level up at all?
When I press options, it stops my clock. So when it's like the start, like
maybe they patched it.
Oh, maybe.
But mine was 46 hours, 0.18 or something. And that was last week. That's before I even played it.
Why did you pause it for 2 days?
Because my missus was in hospital and I was playing it like every half hour. Because my control pad is fucked.
Yeah.
It basically has to be charged like every half an hour.
Yeah.
So I go out and I leave my PlayStation on.
Okay.
Pretty much. Well, I did when my missus was in hospital.
Yeah.
And so I've just been coming home playing at half hour intervals, going out again.
Okay, oh, I see.
And it's just sort of, yeah.
I thought like you just disappeared for 2 days and just left it on.
Why? Can you be like a dad then, asking where your like teenage son's been all night?
Yeah.
But no, I don't feel
a bit always, you know, he's got a big TV, he's got his Xbox or PS4 on, and it's just how much that's cost him, electricity.
Well, I don't pay the bill, Mrs. does. So.
Well, hey! So if Mrs. pays the bill, and she was in hospital.
Yeah. Sorry. But maybe I have played it for a long time, it just doesn't feel like I have. I don't feel like I've even scratched the surface of it yet.
It's I've played for, I think I'm 8 hours in. I'm level 4. What level are you?
8.
What level are you?
2.
What level are you?
2 or 3.
So the problem I'm having at the minute is I'm getting frustrated at the moment because I can't level up because I can't find any.
What area are you in?
Well, I'm going between 2 areas at the moment.
Well, you want to just keep. Have you been doing like side quests and stuff? Like,
I'm trying to, but I can't find anything that's the same level as me. I'm coming across like Witcher contracts, and they're like, "You must be level 33," and I'm like, "But I'm level 4." Like, and they're like suggested level 52. I'm like, "But I'm level 4."
You can take on things that are like level 8 at level 4 and be reasonably comfortable.
Yeah, this one where like this, I was supposed to find this like werewolf, and I did all this thing, went down into its lair, and it was literally just raped me.
Like I did the griffin.
Yeah, that griffin was a hard fight.
I raped that fucking griffin. I took him a new arsehole.
Oh man, I ate like a bakery's worth of bread to kill that griffin.
That's another thing as well.
Do you know the thing? Where do I get bread from? I can't find any fucking bread.
In that case, have you boiled up a potion for your vitality yet? The red potion.
No, how do I do that?
I can't remember what ingredients you need. But okay, so if you basically,
is that just picking up fucking
flowers
bushes
and shit? And,
Where do I find the actual the schematic or whatever?
You have to find them like in.
Shit, this is my fucking problem.
You have to find them in boxes and loot crates and stuff.
I'm fighting enemies. I like come across a group of enemies. I'm like, right, okay. Take one out, meditate.
Yeah.
Get what does meditate do?
Get your health back up.
Yeah, and your potions. Restores your potions.
Restores
your potions. Forward an hour in the clock.
And it falls away. Your potions are infinite. Oh. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't understand. So, anyway.
Yeah, once you've created a potion, that's it. You've got it for the rest of the game.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh. It's weird, isn't it?
So, you can meditate mid fight?
No, you have to run away from the fight. Once you put your sword back, yes.
Then you can meditate. Okay.
So you have to run away from the fight, and then once he puts his sword back in. It took me fucking ages to work out which sword I was using. It does actually tell you which sword.
Right corner, yeah, still,
but
still
in like the tiniest little font, it says silver sword.
But then if you approach some enemies, if you need your silver sword, he automatically gets a silver sword.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to tell it. If you just walk up to them, he automatically gets out his silver sword.
For monsters,
For monsters.
That's a bit crap, actually.
Why is it?
Because, you know, it just... What's the point of having 2 swords?
If he's
going to pull out the automatic one, and you've got to think about it, what's the point?
Well, because he knows it's for monsters. I'm sorry.
He does have a point. I get that.
Thing is, though, your weapons get damaged. So if your one weapon's
what's it called? A bestiary that tells you about you know the weakness and stuff, and you're meant to look at that and figure out. If the game does it automatically for you, why have that?
We don't need another.
That's a point. If it's just going
to, it also tells you like what potions and what spells to use on it as well.
Yeah. Which is fine, because you know, but you're not automatically casting them. You know, you've got to look into it, you've got to figure out, oh, I've come across a griffin. Oh, let me go in, let me see what I need to
do. So you're saying when you enter a fight, you should just be able to pick your sword yourself instead of the game doing
it? Yeah, because you can put your sword away and change it.
No, but then you've got to do your research.
I've got enough to think about. I've got to manage my potion system, meditating. I've got to manage my fucking jumping around and shit.
Your horse, which
for
is
considering
scary
it's freak. A really complex game, the combat is so fucking dull. It's to me anyway. The
roll
combat
back.
System
X.
is so
X. Roll back.
It is. It's just
X.
hack and slash. It's 2 buttons and 3 buttons.
Some people, I do have respect for it because some people
like that combat. It's very much like Dark Souls, Bloodborne. Yeah. It is the way it's. You've got
it doesn't
to take,
have the meat of Bloodborne though. It doesn't. Sure. You feel like you're not making an impact.
You've got to take your time with enemies though, which I respect that, and that's fine. I can get over that. What I can't fucking get over is the fucking loading times. Yeah. Oh, fucking tits.
They are bad.
I tell you, I die, and you have to wait 45 seconds. Like, what? I appreciate. We have to. What? It's about 30 second wait
I've
for it to load. Yet,
it's longer than that. It's longer
I've
than
died a few times.
I've definitely died a few times.
I've died a few times trying to take on level 10. So I'm like, come on, end your bandit, motherfuckers, dead. But yeah, you have to wait for fucking ages for it to load.
I'm kind of see what Barry's saying. Like, it's a big world, but it's fucking. We're on the 8th generation of consoles,
right?
Now.
Okay, so that's my point.
Like,
so yeah, Barry said about oh, you know, it's got a lot to load. Okay, so here's my thing with this. Okay, here we go. Totally appreciate there's a lot to load in the game, but I don't give a shit.
And we have technically just been playing that section, so why can't I just remember where we were?
The point
and say,
is,
oh, it's there. Let's load it up quickly now.
I have to wait 30 seconds to play the game every time I die. That's I can't. I was saying to Martin, it could be fucking HD 3D porn waiting to load. I don't give a shit what it's waiting to load. The fact of the matter is, I've got to wait that 30 seconds. And, yeah, we're on the 8th generation of consoles. This is a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, well, that's...
Shouldn't need to do that.
I mean, load times... It's the fact that it hasn't moved on is just ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, they're processing more than what they used to, but...
Well, they're processing more than what they used to, but on better architecture.
Yeah.
So, it's all... Like, relative.
Yeah, I suppose.
The load times are a bitch.
Even
when loading a new game up, it takes fucking ages. You're sitting there. Do you find as well, it's weird because you get to the menu screen and then you go to continue and then it loads something and you can skip it and then it asks you again, load game, continue game. It's like, I just fucking asked to continue the game. And you're asking me again, what is this, Windows fucking Vista?
I've got
to
say, the menu. The menus are confusing as fuck as well.
Yeah,
it's
got
like
to
the
level
most
four.
Convoluted menu system I've ever seen.
I got to level 4 and completely forgot I had 3 ability points because like it wasn't jumping out at me.
There's
different tabs. Yeah. I was like,
I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I don't know what I've got equipped.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It is cumbersome. You can tell it's like you said. You can tell it's designed
it's
for a PC.
Not intuitive. Yeah,
it is designed for a computer.
He just throws you in the deep end. And says, get on with it.
They're PC developers.
But The Witcher 2, like I'm pretty sure the tutorial in The Witcher 2 had a much better grasp on things.
Well,
I told you how to.
Like I said, obviously it is made for PC because you've got several more buttons. But surely it should just been adapted in some way. Mapped,
I mean,
I don't know.
I think you'll get used to it. Like,
yeah,
the actual choosing your spells and that kind of comes naturally now. But I tell you what, it was a fucking pain in the arse. I was in a dungeon, and I got my torch out because it was dark, and then I got my sword out, and I could only swing. I could only do my weak attack. It wouldn't let me do my
because
I got my torch out.
Okay.
It wouldn't let me put my torch away. I was selecting it and pressing.
You know,
you go to the wheel.
You should be able to put it away.
I know.
You just press R1.
I wouldn't fucking do it.
Oh, fucking
so I was fighting with a torch in one hand and fucking looking like an absolute spastic trying to hit this
torch. Fighting the dark, though.
You
put the torch away.
You were just conducting.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It was fucking moronic.
But you were just going to put your torch away and just start swinging your sword in a pitch black cave.
Well, yeah.
You can get potions, so you've got like werewolf eyesight.
I don't know if you should be able to put the torch away.
But
I'm
sure you can, but in this instance, the thing is, though, it's quite a buggy game.
Yeah,
it's quite a buggy game, which is understandable because it's a big open world game.
Right,
but it is buggy.
I came across this really funny glitch. It was really funny. Suzu was watching me play it a little earlier today, and she goes, "I was chatting to this like vendor." But I was in a town and there were lots of like drapes everywhere. And one of the drapes went over my head. So like, as I was chatting, like you couldn't see him. It's just a drape on his head. And like he was talking, like it's almost like he's like trying to move it out of the way. And the shopkeeper's like chatting to me. But as he was chatting to me, it just had this like drape over me. So he couldn't see me. It was so funny. I was like, ooh, glitchy.
It's a good game though. It has its problem.
It is really. I am enjoying
game.
It. I am enjoying it.
My problem is the combat as well.
Mm.
It's just like You're not actually. It doesn't feel like you're actually making contact.
No, it doesn't.
It's an animation. You wouldn't know you'd hit them if it wasn't for a sound and the health bar dropping.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Sometimes you see an arm or a leg fly off.
Yeah,
but you don't feel like you've actually done that.
No,
the problem is I have been playing Bloodborne and the combat in that is meaty, and you every swing of the sword you feel it. Don't know how you feel it, but the weight just transfers and you feel it in the animation of the character.
It's got a lot to do with the sound as well. Sort of,
yeah, definitely.
You know,
I don't know, it's just...
I mean, it's I'm definitely...
It's serviceable. It's not terrible, it's just... It.
Yeah.
And the good thing is as well, like, about this, is there's not a lot of combat in it. I haven't actually found myself fighting that many enemies in the game yet.
Yeah, because the exploring bit's my... favorite bit, which surprised me, because I generally like games just their combat.
But
I've actually really enjoyed just
because the world itself is amazing. World. I think it might get a bit samey though.
Like, it
does seem to be a lot of variety in the world.
This is going to be controversial, but it does make you realise that Assassin's Creed in terms of combat is good, if you know what I mean. Because when I'm playing Witcher, it feels like I'm not hitting that character, I'm hitting a space around it that doesn't necessarily stick closely to that. It's like a box that I'm hitting, and if I hit that, it counts. Whereas I've got to say, in Assassin's Creed, it at least feels like you're attacking a person, and there's animations to show you that.
I kind of get what you mean. I think I'll probably find that less with my experiences of it. The horse I find a bit annoying.
The controls
are like
directional,
and I hate the fact that he keeps saying to it, whoa, Roach, go faster, Roach, stop, Roach, go faster, Roach.
Yeah,
if I was that horse, fucking I'd be like, mate, shut the fuck up. Like,
shit name for a horse as well.
Roach.
Yeah, the
horse is quite, just getting around tight spaces. I don't know, I appreciate, you know, probably
it's not real life, you know, you can't be on a horse around town all the time. I appreciate that, but this is a fucking video game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
not... I know, it doesn't turn tightly, so you end up running past the fucking
I haven't had any problems with the horse riding.
I got glitched on mine, and I got stuck underneath this this is another little funny thing that happened. It's basically like a well, but you imagine like it's got a roof over the well, but it's outdoors, if you imagine, so you can go into it. I called my horse. So he came, and he was stuck by the well, like, on his side, because it was kind of glitched. So I was like, oh, get on.
It's like you've got the worst fucking copy of this game.
So I got on it, and then it straightened out, but because my head was now inside the roof, I couldn't get out, so horse was galloping, but just stationary.
That was trivial.
I was like, ah! So I had to get off the horse.
You sure they haven't sent you, like, a fucking beta code version of the game or something?
I just found a bug. I had to get off the horse, run out of town, and then whistle him. I was expecting him coming out ahead of something, but it was all right. He came.
What are the things we like about it? What do you?
Yeah,
like
actually,
about
we've
it is a very good
very
game.
Negative.
It is a very good game.
I like the story's pretty cool. I like the fact it's not a there's a massive enemy that you've got to fight. I like the fact that it's just
very
you,
personal missions.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You know, it's you just trying to find. Without going into spoilers, it's you trying to find someone. Mm. That's the story.
And you come across things, and I've really.
It's obviously going to be more to it than that.
Yeah.
I've got to say, all the characters are just enjoyable. You know, like each one is a fully fleshed out with their own little story that you want to find out about, rather than you go speak to them. They've got no real character. They just say, "I need to go get this. Will you get it for me?" Okay, I'll get on my horse and get it and return
each
it to
little
you.
Story has
thank
its own
you.
Little twist, doesn't it?
It's like
you feel invested in the character.
It is. It's like the first one I came across, it was a cart had fallen off, it had gone off a thing, and some guy had stolen something. I don't know. Anyway, then you like follow the tracks and you find the stuff, and you realise the guy that you sent you on the fetch quest was actually shot the guy with a bow and arrow, and he was like the villain in the piece, I guess. It's like little things like that you don't get in other games with the fetch quests. It's more just, wow, thank you for go fetching my bottle of water.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
They are essentially fetch quests, but they mask it very well.
And there's more of a payoff to them because you find a little bit out about the story. And
I think it's nice, like,
the
characters. You have like, there was one I did where I had to, there was a ghost that was haunting a well.
Yeah.
Have you done that one?
Mm-hmm.
There was a ghost that was haunting a well. Have you done this? It was a ghost that's haunting it. It's one of the early ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised you might come across it. Anyway, ghost haunting a well. But you go up to the well, and it's just floating around the well, and it's not attacking you or anything. And then it goes away, and then you start doing some research around and stuff, and you found out it was actually a, you know, like, this isn't really a spoiler, because there's thousands of missions in there, so this is one particular mission. You find out that actually it's like it was a woman that was murdered by a jealous lover or something. And you find out through all these manuscripts that you start reading and stuff, and then you find out that he gave her this bracelet. So, like, oh, I've got to find the bracelet. That's the thing that's keeping her to the world. And it was like, well, she kind of hung herself at the well, so I wonder if it's around there. And I just, without thinking about it, just went whoop, into the well, fell about 100 feet into this like massive cave system. I was like, oh, shit, that was...
Yeah, I did exactly the same.
Yeah, I just jumped there. Yeah. I was like, whoop, like that. And, but yeah, but I like that because it was nice. And I was like, wow, that could be like...
When I do get there, should I go into the well?
I just ran and just dive in the well.
Yeah, just to make sure that's the way forward, because I'm going to jump in, and then when you think you died,
I because I thought it'd be a small well, but I don't know why.
It's a big cave underneath.
Anyway, so that's the story's good. What else do I like about it? I like the
lighting. I love the lighting in it. It's absolutely stunning.
I like the world. It's very... Yeah. It feels like the animators have really invested a lot of time in it. I started writing some of the review, and I wrote this bit about how I kind of went off the beaten path, and I was just going through this forest, and I must have just been walking through it. I didn't have my horse with me. I was just walking through it, or slowly jogging, probably for about 5-10 minutes. Just to see what was through this forest, and it was trees. But then, every now and then, and this one thing just really made it unique. There was just a tree that had just fallen down, and it was like, I just like the fact that like an animator had taken the time to do that compared to like everything, just not to make it so the same as everything. You know, that was.
I mean, not like copy and paste.
Yeah.
It was texture and just.
Really appreciated it. And I don't know. I was just kind of thinking like.
Write me that one.
I really, yeah, I thought about it. I was like, do you know what? I just appreciate the detail I've put into the world.
I love the foliage and I love how it grows in the wind.
Yeah, that's good. Have you been in a proper thunderstorm yet?
Yeah.
You know the ones you get in GTA 5? Mm. I've only been in 2 or 3 of them where it's proper like, and a fork lightning everywhere. I had some of those and I was like, I genuinely felt the need to go and take refuge in this abandoned hut.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I was like, I feel really immersed in the.
I think the atmosphere is one of the best things about the game. You do actually feel like you're part of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got a really good sense of humour, a very dark sense of humour, but like a lot of the characters are, it's not overly serious. Like Dragon Age was a bit serious, took itself too seriously. This has got like a tongue in cheek, not as much as Fable, but it does have
the conversation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes, my lord. Fable. I think it's. I really hope it's a game that I stick with,
because
I can find sometimes. I'm either hit or miss with these kind of games. I either finish them right to the bitter end, and I tend to with these bigger RPG, you know, open world games. I tend to do them like Skyrim, Fallout. I've done all of them, you know, all the Elder Scrolls. I can finish them all. So I hope I stick with it, but I hope I just don't get too overwhelmed, because it can be quite overwhelming, the amount of stuff that you... And my list of quests is filling up now quite a lot, with a lot of stuff that I'm nowhere near ready to do level-wise. So I hope I stick with it and I don't get too overwhelmed by it, and then I just, something else takes my...
Yeah, I hope I don't lose like interest and momentum.
I was playing it yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I just do half an hour every day at least, and then, you know, keep it next
week. I was playing it yesterday and I finished a quest, took about an hour actually, and I levelled up 3 times during this one quest, which was nice. Yeah.
Which quest was that?
I'm not going to spoil it.
But can you show me afterwards if we go on it? So level 4 and I'm like,
oh, and I was like, oh, wicked, I've levelled up and everything. And then I looked at the map and there's this question mark, and I'm thinking, fucking, this is only the second area is massive. You've been to the second area now, right?
Well,
it's
huge. I'm in the second area.
Big.
Have you been to the city yet?
What, the citadel?
No, the massive city up at the north.
I haven't been there purposely, like, just because I'm worried that I'm going to get overwhelmed with quests and stuff.
Well,
you get
up there and the quests are like 50 plus and things. But the thing that pissed me off is like people were paying me in like Monopoly money. And it was like, I went in the item thing and it was like, you've got to exchange these at the main bank in blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I want to use it now. You've basically just given me like plastic money. So I had to go and find this. But I had to do these missions
for exchange.
I had to do these like fetch and run tasks, which I just about managed to do, to go and get into this massive city. But when you get in the big city, it's fucking huge. It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
When your mate asked you about the unicorn, did you tell him it's none of his business and it's private, or did you
unicorn?
Yeah, at the beginning, he asked you about unicorn stuffed unicorn. He says It says something about what's her name? Yennefer.
Yeah, what did you do? The stuff you...
It's private. Very private. How did you answer that? Can you remember?
The other one.
What was the other one?
The other option is...
I just told her I fucked her.
Yeah, one was private, and the other answer was basically use your amount of hunger.
Because it shows what he does with the unicorn if you don't tell him that it's private. Apparently, later on in the game, Kotaku... Is it Kotaku or Kotaku?
I don't know.
I think
they posted like a thing saying, be warned, if you didn't choose this, then you will see this. And it's something quite disturbing with the stuffed unicorn, apparently.
Oh, fucking hell. You only got to imagine where that fucking horn went.
And up his anus.
I wasn't going to say it.
That's where I... Yeah,
but overall, I think it looks really good. But
thinking a solid 7.
Yeah, is that all?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Good.
I'd give it
a solid 7.
At the moment, it's an 8.5. If we don't do points,
I think
my first review is point.
No, we're not doing points.
Yeah, we are.
No,
I do disagree with the 100 point system.
Mm. Okay, it's a 7.5.
You know, like 7.3. It's like, what would that game have done differently to get a 7.2?
I'm sure you'll start enjoying it more you play it.
It's a solid 7.5, but if we have to work out averages because we're doing a team review, I'm sure Burry will give it an 11 out of 10. I like bring the average right.
Best game since Destiny.
I think it'll fill the void until Batman Arkham Asylum, quite nicely.
Yeah, if I'm honest, I'll just play it till then, and then however far I've got with it, I'll end it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, right, let's move on. I think we spoke about The Witcher for far too long. What are we working on for the site? Well,
Witcher 3.
Witcher 3 review. I think the Bloodborne review, we've pretty much given up with that.
Did he say it was going on now?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not happened.
He's not finished it, is he?
Yeah.
We should have said you're not allowed The Witcher 3 until the Bloodborne review's finished.
I think he just...
To be fair, I've been stuck on the last boss for the last month and a half as well.
I know he's
month
had a lot,
and a half. I would not have that patience.
He's had a lot going on, so
actually playing it that much
yeah.
at the time.
But yeah, I do think he just can't be asked. Yeah, I think he's probably what he is. But that's fine.
Is it fine?
Yeah, mate. No one gets.
We're never gonna be like right on the button. Though. Okay, no. So it's never gonna be the first review. You read.
We've all got full time jobs.
Yeah,
we've all got stuff to do. You know,
just if you want to know what we think about a game. We might post a review. We might bitch about it on a podcast.
I'll tell you what, if you want to know what we think about a game, fucking email us, podcast@arcade-city.com, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk
by all means, ask us what we think of Infamous Second Son, or specifically Martin, what he thinks of Infamous Second Son.
We've kept that to a WhatsApp group so far. Well, actually, no. I think I've spoken about it on the podcast as well.
A few times, yeah.
It's not. Even Burry, in his...
Infinite Wisdom.
Yeah, Infinite Wisdom, said... It got a bit repetitive, and I thought, fucking hell, that's probably the meanest thing Barry's ever said about me. I was shocked. Dropped my phone on the floor, I spat water out.
Oh, fucking hell.
So that's when you know it's bad. If you can't gain the approval of Mark Burry, you are fucked up. So well done, Sucker Punch.
A question comes from Laura in Birmingham. She says, quite controversially, I've noticed in a few of your YouTube videos you keep making reference to the penis twins. Can you please explain? Paul?
Penis twins, okay, that refers to the two...
Are they twins? The two guys
with their dicks out in...
Right, are they twins, though?
They clearly, yeah, they're probably 100%. Clones.
In Outcast. So we're playing Outcast?
Outlast.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. we're playing Outlast, and there were just two naked guys who just had their knobs out.
They walked just out the whole
swinging.
Game.
Yeah. Have we made that many references
though?
To it? I don't know.
I think we probably have. Yeah, so...
It wasn't just their penises, though. The game had quite a few penises in it.
What?
It was like watching an episode of Game of Thrones.
We've still got
Wiener. I was going to say,
is Whistleblower out? Is that?
I've got it downloaded.
What? Why haven't we played this game? What's happened?
I've got to admit, there was
only, I think, two bits in that game that got me, and there was that one where we're fucking walking outside and some ghost thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, fuck off.
Is that the one where I went to open the door and it was coming through the door? And I was like, I hadn't opened the door, but it was moulding its face through the door. And I was like, holy shit!
Like, well, most of it, I was fine with that one. I was like, oh, fuck off, you weird ghost.
If you want to talk about scary, my mate came home the other day and we played PT.
Oh, yeah.
All the way through. Like, I've made sure I finished it this time. It's impossible to do without a guide. We had to look at a guide.
Yeah.
What is it? Like a puzzle as well? Is that why it's
basically
finish?
You have to do stuff in a certain order, but what you have to do is so, like, random and it doesn't tell you at all. Yeah. You have to do it in a specific order. And we were just we tried it for ages. Was like, fuck it, just look at a guide.
It's
so scary. Yeah. It's fucking scary. And to think that that game is never going to see the light of day breaks my heart.
Is she just like, I've seen videos where like you're coming down, you turn around the corner and she's just floating in the corridor. Like,
yeah.
Just like dead still. And you just like.
Do you like walk past her?
No, she comes flying towards you and grabs you. And then
like this.
Like that. Pretty much. Fuck. Yeah. And there's a bit where you open the door and there's like a screaming baby fetus in the
oh,
sink.
I've seen that. That's not like.
It's the ghost. It's just like, you know, like, have you know Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
But like when they go into the library and it's just that like woman just floating there, like. It's like that.
It's just like, the sound effects in the atmosphere. Yeah, I've seen Mammoth.
There are Mama.
Oh, Mama. Mama. Mammoth.
Mama.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
There's shit in it.
It is, but there was one bit where it's just like, fuck. It's
creepy.
And then it fucking up fires you. Like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then it turned really shit and not. It wasn't very scary. There was a couple of bits like jump scare.
It got really shit.
It got very shit.
Had a what's-his face in Game of Thrones in it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Prince Charming. Nikolai Wostok Kaldu, whatever his name is.
So,
absolutely butchered his name.
So, Laura the Penis Twins are two twins in Outlast.
I wonder if they'll make a reappearance in Whistleblower.
Hey!
Might be Outlast 2.
Oh, yeah, Outlast 2 got announced, didn't it? Not too long ago.
I think we should crack on once you finish Doom.
Yeah, Whistleblower.
Can
happen.
I play this time? I haven't actually played a game of mine yet.
Yeah, okay.
Did you?
It will be a much shorter.
Yeah, but you've got to promise me, Paul, because I know what you're like. You'll start playing it here and then just go home and finish it.
I'm not paying to download it.
Okay, that's fine. I paid £1.50 to download
it.
So
is that it?
It was in the sale like 3 months ago. Did you bring your pad tonight?
No, you said okay,
it's right, I'm just making sure. Because he bought his and I just thought on the off chance.
Actually, I left my pad here. Remember last time I said just keep holding my pad.
I think you might well have.
No, we do have the pads here. Fair enough. That's it. Head over to
What password?
Oh.
Let's not bother.
He fucking owes me a Mortal Kombat 10 review as well, the bastard.
I've lost my copy of that. I don't know where it is.
Do you know what?
You've lost your copy of Mortal Kombat
10. I've got the box, the very nice steelbook box, but I don't know where the game is.
That's a shame.
It'll be in a. I bet Sherry's taking it, sorry.
Sherry's not been round. Sherry hasn't got a PS4.
Really?
And he's a dick, but he's not.
Salmon's taking it.
He hasn't got a PS4. He hasn't been around for ages.
Someone managed to eject it.
They ate my crow figure the other day.
They ate
that
your crow
figure. That is pretty depressing.
Did Frank just make love to it? Is it?
Chewed the arm off.
Made love to the statue and then humped each other. As they all want to do.
Pretty much.
Head over to www.arcade-city.com. Check out the main site. Give us some support on there, guys. Thank you for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. Podcasts go live every other Friday on iTunes and Podomatic.com. You can tweet us at ArcadeCityUK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK. And you can see us play Doom. Do you know what? Editing those videos is really funny. Paul says some really funny stuff. Like, just subtly.
Every time I hear the burgers are coming.
The raspberries.
I don't even know what the burgers are.
There's just one point I was in it. You two just start talking about like different foods for about 5 minutes. What are fruit salad. I've got burgers, raspberries.
I remember one bit where you shot me and I said, when am I seeing you next? Next Tuesday.
Oh, that was bad. Mate, you're a bastard in that. Watching it back and watching your screen, there's a bit where like I was just running across the screen. You could see it was me. You were just tracking me with your gun and just shot me. Wanker.
That's all part of the fun.
I get to watch it all back. You can Twitch. Twitch is arcade_city.
We do Twitch.
Do we?
When?
We do. Frankie does PC stuff.
Oh, okay.
Is that a start? That's officially begun.
Apparently.
Support that shit.
Apparently.
Because I didn't know it's happening. And
he says he's done it.
He says he's done it.
We're really on top of things here at Arcade City. If someone says they've done it, they've fucking done it.
If you ever wanted a job where you don't get paid and you work your own hours without any pressure, please do apply.
Please email us at podcast@arcade-city.com.
/jobs.
Right, that's it from us. We're going to say goodbye. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.